Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx has struck a deal with the government. If they can save Medicare money by better managing their patients, keeping them out of the hospital, keeping them healthier for longer, the hospital gets a percentage of that savings back. It's part of the Pioneer ACO, an accountable care organization that attempts to improve care and lower costs with some aggressive incentives. If the hospital saves money, great. If they don't, they owe. Today, as part of our week-long series, Prescription for the Bronx, we sent WNYC's Amanda Aronchik to find out how it works.
Stephen Eason is sitting clutching his cell phone. His eyes look a little off, and he's anxious. He's deciding if he needs to go to the emergency room.
Yesterday, I was feeling very, very sick. I was in a lot of pain.
Something felt wrong when he was at dialysis the day before. He'd had a burning sensation in his chest.
You know, I took a lot of morphine yesterday just to stay afloat.
Stephen was born with sickle cell anemia, and he's gotten much sicker over the past few years. Now he has to go to the emergency room a lot.
How often do you think you've been there in the past year?
In the past year, quite often.
6 times?
I think more than 6, about maybe 10 times, I think. I'm not sure.
We're sitting in his parents' living room in the Baychester neighborhood of the Bronx, and we're waiting for his care manager to call. The lean 40-year-old doesn't have to work today, and he couldn't even if he was booked. When he's well, he works as a supervisor on construction sites. He remembers the day when he started feeling sick.
I was at work, and my legs were just swollen for no reason. My face was pudgy, and what was going on? I thought because I was standing too much. But when I got home, I couldn't breathe.
Stephen was diagnosed with end-stage renal disease and congestive heart failure, meaning he is a very sick man who's waiting for a new kidney.
That's her calling. Should I pick up? Hello?
Hi, Stephen. It's Maureen.
How you doing, Maureen?
Maureen Patton works for the care management team at Montefiore Medical Center. It's a large hospital network, mainly in the Bronx. Maureen keeps track of all of Stephen's procedures, his specialists, and his medications, with the hope that it keeps him healthy and out of the ER. But that might not work today.
Do you plan to go to the emergency room today when we're finished?
Right now, today, I'm actually feeling a little bit better, but I'm still having pains.
Mm-hmm.
So if it doesn't subside, yes, I will go to the emergency room.
Maureen asks why he doesn't go to see his primary care doctor more often, who works for Montefiore and whose office is just a block away.
Well, then why don't you ever go to see her if she's so close?
Because I don't have an appointment with her.
I know, but you have a lot of no-shows. I mean, you don't see her that often, right?
No, when I do need to see it, when I feel like I need to, okay, when I just leave the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Maureen's role is part nurse, part advocate, and sort of nagging mother.
Yeah, so check with the doctor there and let me know, okay? Give me a call back.
All right.
Let me know.
Thanks, Maureen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
They both hang up the phone. She didn't expect Stephen to be feeling so terrible. This is what happens next for Maureen. She looks at the computer, makes a note to talk to Stephen's social worker, and then puts in a reminder to phone him again in case he doesn't call her. And truthfully, he doesn't need to. Any time he deals with the healthcare system in the Bronx, she knows. It goes into his electronic medical record, and she has access to everything. Someone needs to keep track of his complicated case in case he walks into the emergency room later that day.
Doctors don't have the time to open up a medical record, look through and read the records on everybody that comes into the emergency room. They just don't.
But she does. And her work extends beyond his clinical care. When he was first hospitalized, he was in for months. He usually makes about $60,000 a year, but he couldn't work and fell $8,000 behind in his rent. His landlord threatened to evict him, and that would have been terrible for Stephen's health.
He didn't know what kind of services were available to him. He had no idea. He just thought, oh my God, this is in him in a free fall.
So Maureen, along with a social worker, found emergency city funds for his rent. They made sure he had Medicaid and Medicare, and they got him on food stamps. They figured they worked with almost 30 different people to sort out Stephen's case. He's one of more than 26,000 people in Montefiore's Pioneer Accountable Care Organization, a program that attempts to improve the care of the country's most complex Medicare users. And that is just a slice of the 265,000 patients being managed this way by Montefiore. It's working because the scale is enormous, and almost all of this care coordinating is done by phone. Maureen and Stephen have never met face-to-face.
Never. It's really incredible. Because I'm a psychotherapist by training, so, you know, most of the work that I've done with people, all the work that I've done with people, has been face-to-face.
But she says it works. So far, her group has saved the hospital millions and reduced readmissions. The service is expanding so quickly, there are now almost 800 care managers, nurses, pharmacists, IT people, and administrators. It's the opposite of the quaint, small private practice that most people picture when they think of visiting the doctor.
Doctor's office, it's Cynthia.
In this office, in the Throgs Neck neighborhood of the Bronx,
yes,
there are three people on staff. The receptionist, Dr. Robert Potenza, and his wife, Dominica Potenza, who is both business administrator and nurse. She doesn't believe that good care management can be done by phone.
They don't understand the dynamics of the family, of what's going on at home. We see it here. We see when the patient's family members actually come in with them to an office visit. We know who's present in the patient's life. Even with social workers, even with the team approach, they don't know that. They can't capture that.
The Potenza's small waiting room has a TV tuned to the Food Network, and there are photos and cards from the patients taped to the wall. Behind the reception desk, there's a wall that is stacked to the ceiling with paper records. They're moving to electronic records, with a little bit of help courtesy of the Affordable Care Act, but every year they are being asked to do more with less. Their business is now in the red.
So I put myself on the payroll in December, small paycheck of $1,250 a month, and they're actually sitting on my desk. They're not cashed. I can show them to you.
The small private practice doctor who sees a lot of Medicare patients might not last. But the Potenzas still refuse to join a larger hospital network.
We love what we do, and we want to continue to love what we do. So if we do it the way we want to do it, we know we're doing it the right way.
The phone check-ins are not supposed to be a replacement for visiting your doctor. It's more of a supplement to improve quality and lower costs.
Improve quality, lower cost. Quality and cost. How do you actually do it?
That is the Affordable Care Act mantra, and Dr. Henry Chung says it often. He's the chief medical officer of the care management group.
Patient sees a doctor, three specialists. Who's coordinating and talking to each other to make sure that, you know, everyone's on the same page?
Especially with Medicare patients who are fee-for-service, people whose care is paid for every time they show up.
Right, these were fee-for-service individuals who could do whatever they wanted and see whoever they wanted with, quite frankly, no incentive to have care coordination occur.
Now the federal government pays a steady monthly sum for most of the hospital's Medicare patients. This works if you have hundreds of thousands of patients like Montefiore. But Dominica Potenza disagrees that fee-for-service was broken.
Basically, what they're stating is that doctors see patients more often because they're getting paid fee-for-service. That is not true. It's not true in our practice. And that would basically say that doctors are unethical.
Reeling in fee-for-service and coordinating care is Obamacare's best guess for controlling costs. It's not a new idea, but data collection is more robust than it used to be. Now it's possible to single out patients, like Stephen Isan, whose care is very expensive and who needs assistance before things get even worse. And he ends up back in the emergency room.
If I feel like I need to go, I'm just going. I don't call anybody to find out if it's okay to go or something like that. Just go.
For now, Stephen still has health crises, and he needs to keep going to dialysis three times a week. He also needs to be patient. The wait for a new kidney could be anywhere from a year to 10 years, maybe longer.
I mean, I still feel pain, but not as intense as I felt yesterday.
You going to go to the hospital?
No, I don't think.
That morning, Stephen Isan decided he didn't need to go to the emergency room. His prescribed morphine was kicking in, and the pain had subsided. He went to take a nap instead. For WNYC, I'm Amanda Aronchik.